Well, here we are again.
Here we are again.
The old ball and chain.
The old ball and chain keeps us coming back, even when we don't want to. But I want to.
But we want to. We don't want to send any false messaging.
No, we love this.
We love what we do. We love what we do.
We literally love what we do. I don't know why this all sounds so sarcastic. It genuinely is.
It's
not.
It's so dead ass.
And it wasn't like we had a conversation before this saying we hate what we do.
No.
But that's what it's giving.
The only modification that I would make to what we do is if we could do it full time.
And get paid for it.
Heavy on it.
Heavy on it. I was listening to a podcast today where the host was like, you can join like the paid version of it. Mm-hmm. And then every quarter they host a Zoom with everyone who paid and they go over their finances. But like, it's not actually a board. It's just regular schmegular people who are like, and they do it. They like, they put on suits as a joke and they're like, we made this much money in ads. Thank you for your donation. And I think if only we had the audience, if only we had the reach.
Because so far we've made a whopping zero in ads, which you're welcome for this ad-free content.
Yeah, we do. Anything we recommend, it's because we genuinely love it. We haven't sold out.
No, and we never will. Well, I would sell out.
I'd sell out in a heartbeat if I had the chance.
I'd sell it for $10.
The only reason I haven't sold out is I haven't had the chance.
Please, can someone give us an opportunity to sell out? Please. We're ready.
I'll advertise anything.
Oh, we are ready and ripe.
But actually, no, I wouldn't advertise anything. If I accept your advertising deal, it's because I actually love your product and I'm genuine about it.
Welcome back to Cousin Time. Jessica.
And Cameron.
Our college friends turned post-grad roommates learning to navigate the world. Join us as we reminisce on our childhoods, rationalize our Sunday scaries, and ruminate on what perfection means to us. So we have compiled a collection of things that we find perfection in, because there's beauty in everything. I don't want to negate that fact.
No.
There's beauty in everything, but there is also perfection in some things. And we've identified the things to us that embody perfection.
And if you agree, sound off. Hit us with an email, a DM, a comment.
Sound off in the comments, folks.
Sound off with what you think is perfect.
Uh-huh.
All right. Would you like to start us off?
I would. To me, perfection is embodied in the Thursday 7 phenomenon. When I think about those two things in corroboration, I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just tickles me right.
I think that's another thing where like Thursday is 7 and Thursday's dark green.
Mm.
But Friday is 25 and lime green.
Friday is 5 for me. Just 5. Regular
well,
5.
But 5 times 5 equals 25 and 5 times 5 equals 25 is Friday.
Valid.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's one for you?
When the song ends right as you park the car.
Oh, I can see that for you. You love things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, I love that.
Kind of in conjunction with that, for me, when things fit perfectly together, like unexpectedly, you know what I mean?
Like physical things?
Yeah, like physical things fitting perfectly together.
Like if you're like packing the car.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, and it just goes just right and you're like, oh, score! You
score,
know?
Tetris queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Roly Poly fit in that U-Haul.
Shout out my dad.
And me, I was literally there. But also, we couldn't have done it without you. So thank you, Jessica's dad. When you sit down at a Mexican restaurant and they bring you a margarita and then they bring you the chips and salsa and the chips are hot and a little bit salty and also you have something juicy to share with your friends.
That is like...
And maybe you're on a patio.
Oh, everything you just described is what I expect when I walk through the gates of heaven.
Yeah. And also it's May and it's a balmy 69 degrees.
Nothing in this world is better than that. And honestly, honest to God, I feel like I've only experienced that true phenomenon a handful of times. Because there's a few different components. There's the perfectly done warm chips. There's the margarita. Mm-hmm. There's the patio. There's the temperature. It's got to be a sunny day. And you need some hot goss. That's six
for
different
every,
elements.
Yes. And for them to come together perfectly, that's a kiss from God.
Uh-huh. And I literally can think of maybe 3 or 4 times.
And what's so imperfect is when you think it's going to be that way and then it's not. It misses the mark. But never back down, never what?
So true.
And you'll go back up in mm-hmm. another week or two.
I'm seeking that high this season.
We got so close last weekend because everything was there except for we weren't on a patio.
Yeah.
But when we find that patio.
And really, I think a lot of the times the other missing piece is the hot goss.
I know, because here's the thing. We have to stop talking to each other. We are always yapping.
What if we tried that? What if we don't talk to each other for a week?
I think we should start smaller. Okay. I think we should start with like an hour.
But like when we're both in the same room.
Wait, what time do you think you'll be recovered from your lock-in on Saturday?
Well, maybe, I don't know, I'm going to take a nap after, so maybe like 2.
What if we went for an afternoon delight? Because I won't see you all Friday night. Hopefully there'll be some hot goss at the lock-in. I wish it was like more relevant to my life, but
I know.
So I won't tell you, like, we won't see each other after work. So I'll have all of Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try to go do something with my life Saturday morning.
Something juicy.
Yeah. What should I do Saturday morning? Juicy.
Go speed dating.
Those are famously run rampant at Saturday at 9 a.m. Okay, yeah. And then we'll break our silence over a late lunch.
Mm-hmm. I think that could be a fun... Oh, we should have done that for Lent, giving up each other. Shout out to all my Lent warriors. I think we're still in that season.
No, because on Lent, during Lent, you can break your Lent... No, it's over. It's over at Easter.
Oh.
You can indulge in your Lenten fast on Sundays. So on Sundays, we would have to wait till the clock struck midnight and we'd have to say everything. Will we give up seeing each other too?
I don't think that that is possible.
I think a true Lenten warrior would.
Girl, we live in the same house.
I'm coming in and you have to close your door.
It would be a challenge, but we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, Lent 2025. Okay, you know when you have some tin foil and you roll it up into a ball and then you rub it around to smooth out the edges and then it's just like this perfect smooth tin foil ball?
I've never done that with tinfoil, but with Play-Doh.
Baby Bell cheese wax.
I was going to say Play-Doh or like a meatball. I know that sensation. Mm-hmm. But it's finally a scene. Like, you know, when Play-Doh, when there's literally like, it's perfect. It looks like it was created by a robot.
Well, and the thing is with the tinfoil is it's particularly perfect because when you first, you know, crunch it up.
So jagged.
So rough, so jagged. And then through your blood, sweat, and tears, that hard physical labor.
Mental fortitude.
You end up with something so gorgeous.
I love that. I love that for you. I love that that's perfect for you. My next thing, plain and simple, Lake Michigan. Running there, walking there, sitting there, swimming there.
Watching there.
Watching there, reading there, yapping there, gaming there.
We love the lake.
Every little, from her head to her toes. Mm-hmm. I love the lake.
But I don't want to know what goes on at the bottom.
I meant like north side to south side.
Got it.
But also from her head to her toes and from her front to her back.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me, then, next, similar to my tinfoil ball, is a flattened out gum wrapper.
That's such a good one. That's such a good one.
I love that. I love, love, love that one. It's just so crisp and smooth and clean. It just reminds me of a new day. You know, a clean slate.
Yes.
No imperfections. Just beautifully perfect.
I'm like having like a somatic reaction to that. Yeah. My next one is 8 times 7 equals 56.
Is that true?
Yeah, and it's like...
I don't know my times tables.
Oh, well, if only you could understand. Like, because 8 times 7 equals 56? Yeah, it does.
Arguably, it does.
It does. Like, that, whoever, they ate down with that math fact.
Who invented math? I'm going to have to do some research into this. Because, well, and honestly, I love thinking about things.
Yeah.
I'm such a thinker. But when I think about things like that, like who came up with math? Who said this is what we're going to do? Why did they think it, you know?
I think that a lot about math and music because it's things that are just inherently true with the world. Like, yeah, there are 12 pitches. That's just how we divided sound, but it works. Like, yeah, there are 10 digits.
Who decided the numbers? Why can't we have more of them?
Also, are the numbers the same in every language? Because letters aren't. But, like, if I write a 2 and I show it to somebody in a different country, will they understand?
I don't know.
If you're a listener from another country who speaks a language other than English, tell us.
Because I'm thinking about when I was learning Thai, and I can't remember what I learned then, if I learned the numbers. But also when I was in Thailand, like, the prices on things were numbers that I recognized. Mm. But then if you were to, like, write out the word too, I'm sure it would look different.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
But I don't know.
But the actual digit.
Yeah.
That's actually such a good question.
Something else in Thailand that was interesting numerically was people, so the, I can't remember exactly, I feel like I'm going to mess it up, but when, like, someone was saying, like, ha, 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 they would put 5555, because if you're saying five in Thai, it's ha.
And so, like, that's so funny. Texting,
they would say, five, it would be 5555, and it's ha, 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 ha.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah.
What's the next on your perfect list?
Hot tub, cold air. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. When I, my bedtime routine, but post-bathroom bedtime routine, which is turn on my heated blanket. While it's getting warm, I put on my bed clothes. And then...
What are your bed clothes?
Just basically like a pair of PJs that I haven't worn out here on the couch.
Mm.
Those are my evening clothes. Then I have my bed clothes.
Your evening wear?
My bed clothes, which is often like shorts and a t-shirt rather than something warmer because I have my heated blanket.
Oh.
Then once I put on my bed clothes, essential oil in the air purifier on. Now, by now my blanket is warm and toasty and I get under there snug as a bug.
In a similar vein, clean sheet, shave legs.
And then rubbing them together.
Ooh.
Rubbing them against each other, rubbing them against the sheet.
Rubbing them everywhere.
Friction, friction, friction.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the title is said in a movie, a book, a TV show, or a book, sometimes it's gut-wrenching, as we recently learned, but it's still perfect.
Yeah. I think sometimes in a movie it can be a little bit cheesy.
If it's done right, though, and you're like, oh, this is why it's called that.
But if it's done right, there's nothing better. If it's done wrong... fuck that.
Even when it's cheesy, I love it. I'm like, that's the title.
Similar to my hot tub cold air in the vein of water exploration, a lazy river. Let me float.
Let me LMF. Ending the treadmill with like everything even. Like if you have like an even distance and an even time.
I love when things are even in general.
Yeah.
Getting into a much needed shower, like when you come home and you're just like your everything feels wrong,
wash that day away.
Ugh, yes.
When all the laundry is done and your D1 clothes are back in rotation.
Yeah. I wonder if every girl has her clothes set up tiered, because I certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
My D1, my tier 1, tier 2, tier 3.
Uh-huh. And like, okay, I'll get strategic, especially like a sports bra. I have like my favorites. I have my D1 sports bra. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, which time this week am I going to use her? Because once she's used,
she's done.
Next week, baby, you gotta wait.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know when you and your cousin are in a conversation and there's another person present, and then immediately after you're able to dish about it and you know that you and that person are having the same thought while you're mm-hmm. in the conversation with the other person, and then just that moment of release,
the second of BCD mm-hmm. behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My yeah. eyes only.
Mm-hmm. Going to a cafe, getting yourself vanilla oat latte, pain au chocolat, sitting there, people watching, you're in your linen pants and your Old Navy tank. Oh, I love that. I love
that
feeling.
That's a good one. When somebody texts you, guess what, or OMG, or you won't believe.
Or just your name in all caps.
Yes.
That's my favorite one.
Yes. Because you know whatever's coming next is going to have your jaw on the floor.
And then you see your name in all caps and you immediately clock in, and then you just see the three dots.
And you're like, ooh.
Come on.
Revving up.
Yeah. Stalking on unusual apps like Pinterest, Spotify, Goodreads, Strava, Venmo. I'm not above Venmo.
And then finding out something juicy. But not like actually juicy, but juicy in the context. Like, oh my God, they sent that transaction?
Or not even juicy, but like a critical piece of the puzzle. Like when you see something on like Spotify and you're like, and then you go to Strava and you're like, oh. You can keep on crafting that narrative. I live for it.
And then something you have to be careful though is when that narrative turns out to be right, you have to act like you don't know.
You have to act like you don't know that. Oh, when you had the playlist called Hills, it's because you're training for a race and you were running on hills on Thursday, and then that $6 transaction you sent was for an electrolyte packet afterwards.
Is that a real example? Never know with you.
But it could be.
Having a good hair day. It's the simple joys.
But the thing is, how many good hair days do you have to balance out one bad hair day, like, emotionally?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, 9 times out of 10, I feel like we're all waking up with a bad hair day. And so it's you've got the low lows and the high highs.
When I have a good hair day, though, I'm like, what can I do today?
Yeah.
What can I post today? Who can I see today?
I'm trying to step out.
I got to milk it. Do I have a new profile picture?
Because a good hair day is far and few between. I'll say it. I'm not above it. I'll say it.
How many times a year do you have a good hair day?
Not enough. Like, if there's 365 days in the year, maybe, like, well, and I feel like when I'm thinking of good hair day, it's like all natural perfection. You know what I mean? Like, you can wake up and go. Because I feel like you have your good hair days, you have your just your hair is there, neutral. And then you have your bad hair days. And I feel like most of the days are just neutral, but a good hair day, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Like once a month ish.
Yeah. I was going to say a little bit less than once a month, so 10's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
A brand new notebook. Blank pages. A spine that hasn't been broken in. The things I could talk about in there.
Finishing a really good book.
It's cathartic. Double rhyme patterns. Like, there's probably like a technical word out there for it, but like when there's a rhyme, but it's like within, like, in the back of the zoo, I laughed at you. And so, like, you've got that ah and back and laugh and in, you know, you and zoo. But it's not like it's A-B-A-B because, like, the way that they're delivered in the poem or the song is that the laugh and back is just, like, a bonus rhyme you get.
I hate poetry, so I don't feel that one, but power to you, brother.
Does anyone know the word for it? If you know the word for it, please tell me.
When your train or bus or whatever you're taking is on the money.
Yes. Do you ever feel guilty when it's on the money, but it's because of the train that's before yours is just late?
No.
Oh.
Do you?
Yeah.
Guilty? That's not your fault.
I know, but it happened to me the other day. I was walking up and my train was like 6 minutes out, but then the train before me was late, so it pulled up and I was thinking, I just get to walk right on and all these people had to wait. These people had to wait and their train was late. And I'm thinking I'm having a great day, but their train was late.
And sorry to steamroll you, but that connects to my next one, which is a blessing. Just that's a blessing.
Yeah.
A blessing is perfect.
Finishing my skincare routine and just looking beautiful.
I want you to bring back your slugging.
You've mentioned that so many times lately. Am I just looking dry and crusty?
Okay, I mentioned it twice.
No, 3 times.
Okay, that's
the third.
So many.
But it's not something that I would assume you would. Am I looking dry and crusty?
No, I just remembered. I just, you were slugging so consistently for a while. And I was just thinking, she hasn't slugged in a while. You seem to love your slugging.
I did, but I don't need it right now. That's when my skin is adapted to the cold Chicago air.
Forgive me. This is the last one on my list, but it is the Bath & Body Works semi-annual sale.
I almost put that, but I said, I bet she's going to, so I didn't.
And she did.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's perfect. There's nothing quite like that. And smelling every single thing in that store, and then checking out, and it's a crazy sale Oh my God.
Yeah. I love being your personal assistant during the semi-annual sale. And I carry that basket and I rotate the candles and I let you smell them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think I have two more. So you must have done a double header at some point. But my second to last one is when it takes me exactly as long to pack my lunch as it takes my breakfast to get made.
Oh, that's good.
You know when
good.
You like put your toast in the toaster, yeah. And then by the time you're finished packing your lunchbox, she pops up.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
That's a really good one.
And then finally, my morning puzzle order. Duolingo, the Wordle, connections, the many, strands. I think any
what
other
strands?
Order... It's the newest one.
I'll have to do it after this.
I think you'd like strands. But any other order... Let me know your New York Times puzzle order. But I think any other order would feel wrong. Mm. That's my order.
Well, again, let us know what you find to be perfect in this...
In this crazy world.
This crazy world. This floating rock in space. We have to find beauty.
Mm-hmm. Because we only got one of this thing called life.
Mm-hmm. And we have to live while we're young.
Mm-hmm. And we have to live every moment to the fullest.
Live large.
Live moss.
Slays and dismays.
My slay is that we are finally experiencing some warm weather. Much needed warm weather. Much needed sunny days. And I'm feeling more powerful because of it.
Yeah.
My dismay is... I'm nervous about my lock-in tomorrow. I hope that it goes well. I hope that no one does anything precarious. And I hope that I survive to the morning.
I hope so, too. I'll be right here waiting for my soldier to come home from war.
Thank you.
My dismay is... that the surveyor had to come out with me at work, and that was so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, somebody from the government came to make sure I was doing my job correctly.
And you were.
We think. Haven't heard otherwise.
My sleigh? Ugh.
How to choose. There's been so many good things in my life lately.
Oh my God, she's so blessed.
I have had so many blessings. I'll go with my massage on Monday.
Mm.
Snagged a little last minute resi, the massage parlor, and Deidre got me right together.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Well, that's it, really.
That's it. Let us know what you find perfect. Let us know what you find imperfect. We could do that, but we're just like not negative Nellies over here.
We'd like to keep a PMA.
Mm-hmm. It's because I think if we had done an imperfect episode, I'd be in such a different mood ending it.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I'd be depressed.
Take care. Hope you all are having many, many blessings.
Live mass.